Track 5. Mark talks to Councillor Harper about the council's acquisition of Anglia Square in the city, and he tries to find out what the plans are for its future and how locals will benefit from its long-awaited demolition and redevelopment.
Hello there, this is Mark. I've come along to City Hall, and with me I've got Councillor Harper. Now, Councillor Harper, you're responsible, I believe, for special projects at Norwich City Council, and we've come along this morning to find out a little bit about the work with Anglia Square. It's quite a major project, and I know it's been something that's been in the news for a good 15, 20 odd years or so. So I'm just sort of keen to find out where the council are at now, because I believe you've kind of taken over the project now from Western Homes.
Yes, that's right. At the end of last year, we managed to acquire the site thanks to Homes England grant, which means that we can now take forward the development of the space. Over the last couple of months, we've been talking to traders, consulting with them, and starting the process of emptying the site so that we can move forward with the development.
That's brilliant. And when do you kind of expect to kind of start demolishing some of the buildings and the area?
Well, traders have until the middle of May to leave the site, and we hope to begin demolition work shortly after that. So it'll be very soon.
That's brilliant. And I understand you've had some funding from Homes England for the project?
That's right. We've had we've received £34 million from Homes England to acquire the site, demolish and then redevelop.
Wow. That's sounds very simple when you put it like that, but it's obviously going to be quite a big project, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's a very complex project, and you know, it's going to take some time to develop the site out. We have obviously got a long-term plan, and we've got planning permission in place for phases 1 and 2, which will very much resemble the plans that Western Homes had originally brought forward back in 2023.
And could you tell us a little bit about those plans? I believe it's kind of going to be a mixture of living accommodation for people and retail and leisure.
That's right. So we hope to build in excess of 1,000 homes on the site, and there will be commercial use there and also leisure use as well. So, you know, we think it's a very exciting proposition for Norwich. It's going to create jobs, it's going to create new housing, and we hope lots of opportunity as well.
That's brilliant. And in terms of the housing, will it be a mixture of flats and that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. So there will be it's going to be a mixed development. Under the original plans, 10% of the homes were going to be affordable. Thanks to the council's acquisition of the site, we can now increase that. We want to go beyond 25%, but obviously we have to keep a close eye on viability. But certainly our intention is to create as much affordable housing as we can on the site. We think that's really important.
That's fantastic. And in terms of the facilities that people have in the area, is there going to be anything like a community hub or anything like that?
So the plans for phases 1 and 2 are fairly set now, but there will be further consultation with the community over the subsequent phases. But yeah, absolutely. You know, we recognise that Anglia Square is an important place, and that it's very important that people still enjoy leisure facilities and the ability to play an active role in their community.
And talking about the community there, I mean, it is very much a community shopping centre. Mm-hmm. And hopefully that kind of feel will be retained, will it, when it's complete?
Yeah, absolutely. We want the shopping centre to remain an important community focus, and I think we've been very clear that we want that we want local people to benefit from the redevelopment. Clearly, doing nothing wasn't an option, but it's really important that what replaces Anglia Square is used by the community and valued by the community.
So in terms of what we've currently got in Anglia Square, is everything on the site, including buildings like Sovereign House and the old HMSO building and the multi-storey car park, they're all coming down, are they?
Yes, yeah, the site is going to come down, and it will be, you know, it will be redeveloped over, you know, a significant period of time. But you know, the site as it is, it, you know, just isn't fit for purpose. There are a number of issues, and you know, as you said, this has been in the news and an issue that the city's been trying to solve, I think, for a number of years. So it's exciting to be able to finally move forward.
That's really brilliant, thank you. And in terms of sort of signing contracts with builders and contractors, is that kind of still ongoing?
Yeah, we're still working through that. That we don't have any news to share at the moment, but you know, we hope to be in a position to share a further update in, you know, in the coming weeks and months. But we're working very hard on making sure that we do have a development partner in place. And you know, at the moment, the focus really is on making sure that traders are relocated, so that the demolition work can begin, you know, on time and as planned.
And in terms of relocating those traders, I know on local radio this morning they were talking about having some shipping containers under the flyover. Are many traders going to be taking you up on that?
It's going to be quite a small number, we think. There will be a box park, which, as you say, is you know, a container, a temporary container space that will be going in. We think it's probably going to be 6 or 7 traders, but it's possible that the number will continue to decline, because we've been working with traders to find other options for them as well. So we're working up designs at the moment, and we hope to be in a position to share those with traders towards the end of the month, and then they'll be able to make, you know, a decision about their preferred sort of route moving forward. So, you know, it is all moving at pace. It is disruptive. We understand that for traders, but we are working at pace to try and find solutions so that we can take this forward.
That's brilliant. And once you've demolished everything on the site, will there be an archaeological dig?
That's a good question. I think that you know, we'll see how the demolition work progresses, and you know, we'll update the people when we can. But I mean, certainly at the moment, the main focus is on the demolition, and you know, it may be that we find things during that process. We'll see.
And in terms of the actual demolition, I know a lot of buildings, when they're demolished, they kind of reuse a lot of the materials from the buildings. Will there be a lot of kind of salvaging going on from the buildings and sort of paving slabs and so forth that you're going to be pulling up?
I'm sure that we'll do whatever we can to, you know, reuse materials where it's practicable to do so. I think, you know, as we move through the demolition process, we'll know more about the you know, the fabric of the building, and you know, what could be redeployed. But it's you know, it's probably too early to say at the moment exactly how that will work. But certainly, you know, our plans for Anglia Square are to, you know, to make it as environmentally, you know, friendly as possible, sort of moving forward.
That's brilliant. And talking about the environmental side of things, will there be some open green spaces with the development?
As I said, the plans for phases 1 and 2 are pretty well embedded now, and that's what we have planning permission for. But certainly, you know, we as a city council, you know, we are keen to, you know, to incorporate as much green space into our building as we can. And you know, our development management plans have pretty, you know, strict requirements in that respect. But you know, it's you know, that there will certainly be ongoing community discussions as we develop out subsequent phases.
Right. Well, I must congratulate the City Council and all that, everyone that's done so much work behind the scenes, because I know this has been a huge ongoing project for a number of years, and there's been lots of failed attempts to finally get this redeveloped. So it's fantastic to see something's finally happening. And although it'll be sad to see a much-loved building and a local area kind of pulled apart, like you say, it kind of has reached its best before date now, hasn't it?
And absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And I know there's more buckets in shops than there are floor spaces for drips when it's raining. So
yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And you know, I think that's exactly the point. You know, doing nothing wasn't an option. This has been an issue we've been trying to tackle for a number of years. And, this provides a great opportunity to build fit-for-purpose commercial units that hopefully will, stand traders in good stead well into the future and deliver much-needed housing for Norwich. So, it's really exciting that we can take this forward. And, it's huge credit to council officers for their, kind of diligence. And obviously, we're indebted to Homes England for the grant funding to make this a reality because... clearly the previous proposals, couldn't proceed because there were challenges with viability. But this gives us a really great opportunity.
Fantastic. Well, I look forward to coming back to seeing you in maybe in 8 years' time and having a chat with you then and seeing where we are then.
Well, absolutely. I mean, hopefully I can give you more of an update on progress before then.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
Always a pleasure to be able to talk about something as important as Anglia Square.
Thank you very much. That's lovely. Well, good luck to yourself and all your fellow officers at the City Councillor. And Councillor Harper, thank you for talking to us at Chatterbox this morning.
Pleasure, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks.